K-Mud Podcast presents.
All right, this is Wild Ginger in studio. As I mentioned, I am here today with my friend Venetia from the Shelter Cove Arts
and Recreation Foundation.
Yeah, come closer to the microphone.
Arts and Recreation Foundation scarf.
Yeah.
And bringing together this grant we just got for a series, an 8-series class of nature and fauna and flora and cultural, historical, ancestral, everything in 8 different classes altogether.
Okay, so let's start at the very beginning. This is so exciting. I'm so honored you came in. So all of your workshops are going to be a discussion and a learn to watercolor.
Each class will have a special guest speaker, and then we'll be given wonderful product that we were able to obtain through our grant and be offered to our constituents that are coming to these courses. They're free to everybody. This is mostly technology and water solubles that is of better, higher quality that maybe some underserved or, you know, even artists that haven't really been seen should come out and just enjoy this, because we are sharing some neat technology. And also we have great instructors. Myself and Darcy, we're longtime friends that have been bit by the watercolor spirits, and we have been painting together for, I think we started in 92.
Awesome.
So I'm excited about this.
So I took one workshop with you already, and it wasn't part of this series, but it was one where you brought this really interesting kind of like clay-covered canvas that we watercolored on, and it's one of my favorite pieces I've ever done. I really am not a landscape artist, and when I finished, I was like, oh my gosh, I made this. Your instruction was incredible. The resources you brought to us are top of the line. I could not believe. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've never seen such quality supplies in my life.
Oh, yeah. So we crave the craft, and we want to share that. We are so excited. Scarf, we went under their banner. And
so let's start by explaining, what does Scarf stand for?
Okay. Scarf in Shelter Cove, S is for shelter, C is for cove. A is for and, let's see.
Arts,
thank you.
Yeah.
And then R is for recreation, and F is the foundation.
Got
so
it.
SCARF's been a long time grant, or the 501c3 nonprofit. Uh-huh. They've brought to our local community the quilt shows, the labyrinth, which, by the way, has now put us on a world labyrinth map.
Oh, cool.
So people that go to labyrinths will come to Shelter Cove for our labyrinths.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful labyrinth. There is a gorgeous structure in the center. Somebody hand-carved. Is that redwood?
That was Bruce Willis, who was our local little chapel pastor, but
sure.
He's lived there forever. And then he did a lot of sculpturing out of red, I think, woods. I don't know if they were all redwoods, but many of his creations are around the cove. And this grant that we got is going to bring a very all-inclusive educational experiential platform for people. And I would love to read the
Yeah, let's talk
mission.
More about. Oh, yeah, go
yeah,
ahead.
The
start
mission
with the
statement.
Uh-huh. So wait, before you
okay.
go, you said it's, sorry, it's sponsored by SCARF and then the California Arts Council. Is that the
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Our funders come partially funded through California Arts Council. Which is the big leagues, I feel. And then SCARF has really extended themselves. We stretched them. Our vision was really big. They're very generous. They've allowed us to promote not only arts in the community, but we're actually outreaching into Garberville and local surrounding communities. We want everybody to have an opportunity. It's an all-inclusive grant.
Right. So before we get all the way into that, I just want to make sure that we mention also, so SCARF is doing the labyrinth, and they do the quilt show. They also have an art studio where they show local artists.
The gallery.
The Lost, thank you.
Yeah, Shelter Cove Art Gallery is very fun. People in the cracks that you would not expect have beautiful work there. I know, Pamela, you've got some art up in there.
Maybe.
Yeah. And, you know, recently, and this has been a goal of mine, is to see the art community evolve out of Shelter Cove or come to Shelter Cove. We've had incredible artisan residents through the BLM.
That's
and
been cool, too.
Yeah, that's an amazing.
So Scarf and the BLM sponsor together to bring artists from all over the country and maybe even the world.
I think the world, too,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, to, like, showcase their art and teach us a little bit and also and paint something while they're there that's inspired by the cove or the area we live in.
Last year we had Hee Jin Kwok, who came from Seoul, Korea.
Wow.
And she created 10 oil paintings. And in that time, that was a lot because oil takes a long time to dry.
Yeah, it does.
And she was just pushing it hard, and she created the most beautiful local scenes that everybody would recognize that's a local there.
Yeah, it's so cool.
And so it was really
neat. It was gorgeous.
Yes, and then she also taught a couple free classes at the Whale Gulch School She gave a free course. We were using acrylics, but she was I was blown away at her ability to hold the attention of 5 and 7 year olds. It blew my mind. She's incredible.
Art has a way.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk more about what this new project is. You were going to tell us about the mission statement of this new project that you're starting this year.
Right. It's an all-inclusive. We're trying very hard to include everybody, all different kinds of neurologies, abilities. Let's see.
Cultures.
Yeah. Cultures, all of the crap, everything that we want to expand to because everybody should be invited, genders, everything. So our impact project goal is to bring together populations from various backgrounds in order to create a variety of beautiful art pieces representing the local flora and fauna and landscapes of our area. Each class will introduce students to an array of quality materials that they may not otherwise have been exposed to due to lack of access.
Yeah.
Additionally, we plan to use this creative time to educate and inspire a strong sense of honor for the greater Lost Coast region of the Northern California, further illuminating the meaning and diverse role we play in our community and we'll be dynamic members of various organizations whose roles it is to preserve species and study our impact. We have secured several spokespeople who already have ties with associations, with local nonprofits, state and national parks, and we're currently working to bring forth the conservation of raptors, freshwater mammals, large marine mammals and land mammals. Well, we'll get into the classes, but this is what we're doing. Redwoods, forest, streams, just very awe-inspiring. Wildflowers, we're eager to share. And just these classes are going to demonstrate that whole, environmental, I guess, stewardship to our local lands.
Awesome. So we're not just here to appreciate, but we're also here to give back. And that is a huge part of what I'm hoping to portray with this whole show, is that we love where we live. Let's show the land that we live on that we love it. Like if you pick an herb, you pull the weeds around it, right? Same vibe. So your first workshop is this Saturday, and I believe this one is booked, but they are free workshops, folks, and all you have to do is sign up. So before you get into all the classes, let's say it twice. We'll say it now and then at the end again. How do people sign up for your classes?
Okay, so if you can give us prior to each class, we will be putting out our posters and announcing, and we would like people to sign up at that time, because if you come to the first class and you say, oh, sign me up for all of them, that really isn't the best way for us to do it, because we want to give everybody opportunities, and these courses are going to run from March through September.
Awesome.
So we have a lot of time, and people can sign up as they come up.
Great.
And there's ways to do that on the posters. We'll be doing quite a bit of social media as well.
So if you live in Southern Humboldt, you've probably already seen these posters around with the beautiful eagle's face on it, the native birds poster that you've seen around. That is the first workshop that you're doing this Saturday. So let's start by talking about that workshop, and we'll talk a little bit about each of them.
By the way, you can always go to visitsheltercove.com as well as visitlostcoast.com. We have our agenda up there. I also want to mention that we are bringing in local tribal members and sharing that kind of early ancestry to this land. So it's really exciting. Our first class is going to be a field and sketch watercolor workshop. We're going to be doing a bird study. So we will have feathers for people to study and sketch, and using colored pencils. We're also bringing this very neat product called the Caron d'Arche, or let's see, Caron, it's hard to say their name, Caron d'Arche or Caron d'Arche.
Okay.
Caron d'Arche, whatever. And they have a really cool file system that you can run your pencils onto and create a different way to make watercolor out of watercolor pencils. So you're going to learn about that technology. We have a wonderful guest speaker, our falconer, Wes Bonham, who is a local to the Shelter Cove area, will be bringing Bell Pepper, his falcon. And so join us for that. I think the speaking part will be open to the public. We have 25 to 30 seats. We went over. Our budget was for 25, but we stretched to get 30 under the number for seats that will get our field journals and different products to use to create these incredible sketch and watercolor products they're going to make or experiences. It doesn't have to be, you know, something you're going to hang in a gallery. This is... Everybody's invited. We'll be teaching techniques. It's going to be more experiential. And also, this class is going to be fun for bird lovers.
Yeah, it's really exciting that Bell Pepper will be there in the flesh. I happen to know that little bird, and she's such a doll. She loves attention and coming out in public. So it'll be a lot of fun. And Wes is a great falconer, very patient with people coming up and learning more.
He's just showing up as a good-natured citizen of our community. He's just offering his time. Oh, that's right. That's right. He's also on a governing body.
But yes, so the first workshop is this Saturday.
This is this Saturday.
And this one's kind of full up already.
It's already full.
But it's a great example about what all your workshops are a little bit different, but you always have a presenter who's discussing the topic at hand. So this first one's about native birds, and we're going to draw feathers.
We'll be doing, beak studies, wing studies, the whole anatomy. We have ways that they can, we've got the carbons, they can transfer to their journals and then just go in deep with color and any energy that they're getting. I know feathers are really a unique, you know, to have feathers, I guess they come from dinosaurs initially, but they're very powerful in the way they're designed, the spines, the frequencies. If you use them around your skin, they actually, antihistamine. They have a power to...
I had no idea.
Yeah, their frequencies are there. So that's just from a native sidebar there. But
that's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that with us. That's really cool.
Yeah, our next class is April 11th. We're going to be doing a local land mammals class. And
exciting.
So we have a guest speaker with Anna Rogers, Educational Development and Administrative Director at the Sanctuary Forest. So she'll be sharing what's happening on large mammals on the land where we all live. You know, we have the elk out there. We have lots of deer.
Yeah.
We have rabbits and foxes, skunks, bobcats. I think we definitely have
bobcats.
Bobcats and cougars.
And cougars.
And is that a white or a dark wolf we saw recently?
Oh, I didn't see a wolf recently, but I'm not.
I've seen the coyotes out there.
There's coyotes.
Randomly.
I've seen a fisher. And I've seen a ringtail.
I've seen a ringtail too.
And a flying squirrel.
Oh, my goodness.
I did a whole show once about flying squirrels. Did you know they glow neon pink in a black light? I know. It's crazy. Okay, I'll get back on topic. I'm sorry, but I love the mammals where we live. We are so honored to live with such a diverse amount of species. The fact they let us stick around is such a thrill.
I know. The birds, too, because we have those herons and we have all those.
Oh, yeah.
And they're gopher eaters. So.
Oh, I need more herons in my yard.
Well, the golf course has them.
I'm calling them in.
Then we have a large marine mammal class coming up on April 18th. This class will be a study of the marine mammals, and we have a guest speaker, Lee Nair, who is on the animal rescue group.
Yes, I interviewed Lee on this show one time, and we discussed the golden eagle study he does.
Also tracking
He's
golden
eagles. Amazing guy. I just went to USOL Beach with him. He's a treasure to behold.
Yes, well, he walks the coasts and marks off all the, you know, stranded pinnipeds.
Yeah, we do that together.
Yeah,
Lee's
got a wealth of information. I'm looking forward to that class particularly.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about marine mammals that day?
Yes.
Awesome.
So we have our whales, our orcas that come. I've seen pilots.
Cool.
We've got all the seals.
There's sperm whales, too, that come.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And then, of course, the elephant seals that live up by Petrolia.
Right.
And the
thank you.
The sea lions.
Yes, for reminding me, too.
And the seals.
segue back to the original bird class.
Oh, yeah.
We do have condors that are nesting an egg now, right?
Yes.
What? Is that? Yes.
Everyone, jump for joy right now.
Yes, I meant to bring that in.
We hope that little couple well. We hope that they get their egg to fruition.
Yes, that's an exciting, to be alive during that with everything we've done. This
is
good.
Focus on the positive. I like it.
Okay, following those courses, we're going to be having Perspective on Salmon in May. May 2nd, we're going to get Perry Lincoln with his nonprofit group, Native Health in Native Hands. They'll be discussing the population of salmon. And while we're in that big boom right now, this is going to be very powerful. I mean, Darcy and I envisioned this program, and I don't think we could have picked a better time.
I agree.
For what is coming and how we're just riding the wave of the flourish of especially the King's Range, the conservation. So I'm so happy we got this. This will be such an educational whole thing. Let's see. After that, we're celebrating the California poppy and the wonders of wildflowers with Cheryl Listen from, she's president of the Friends of the Lost Coast.
Yeah.
And now,
well, she was. I think she passed the torch to Justin, I think.
He's a director.
Oh, okay.
But
and she's the president.
He's the executive director, and she's probably president.
And
yes,
she does
she's
native,
vice president.
Sorry. She does a native plant garden
that
there
she
as well.
Has the red barn. By the way, let's see, that area.
I've also interviewed her on the show.
I know she's a wealth of information. She is committed to the wonder of the plants.
Oh,
and
I can't wait to hear what she says about plants.
Yeah.
She knows so much.
This will be held at her at the Red Barn.
Oh, cool. Okay. This one's in Whitethorn.
Yes. This one's at the Lost Coast Nature Center. Do you know that was the original name that was dedicated to it back when? And they went to Friends of the Lost Coast. And now it's growing. Their nonprofit is just a boom. So they're also returning to the name Lost Coast Nature Center.
Yay.
I think something like that. Following that study, we're going to have a class in July on redwood tree study.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm really excited about this speaker. Guest speaker Jenny Butler, seasonal state parks aide for 6 years at the local Richardson State Parks.
Sure, cool.
And this gal is a mighty powerhouse. She's tiny and full of stories and redwood deep growth knowledge.
Oh my gosh, I should get her on the show.
Oh wow, yes. You know, she's dreamy. You can stand in her presence. We walked through the Richardson State Park with her, and it was like entering some kind of a envelope of her history with it. It was a dream. It really was. And that, you know, we learned all about different trees there. I mean, pretty much it's like they know her license plate. You know what I mean? She's a cool lady.
Oh, awesome. And that one's in July. You'll talk about redwoods in July.
Yeah, these classes, aside from Cheryl's, will be at the Shelter Cove Clubhouse.
Okay, great.
So those will all be in Shelter Cove. Again, Cheryl Listens will be at the Red Barn or the Nature Center.
That's great.
And Justin Krellen will be teaching our next class on conservation history and ecology of the King Range.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and he will also be bringing in invasive species and the roles of what they're doing to maintain, you know, a conservation perspective of that incredible mountain range.
So that's the workshop where we'll paint the landscape.
Yes, we will be using cold press water paper with gouache. Have you ever heard of gouache?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Most people call it gouache.
I've heard of gouache.
Gouache. It's
explain it for us.
Well,
please.
We call it gouache because some of the older people in the industry were maybe from other countries and they were calling it gouache. So I don't know. That's the name I've learned it from. It is if watercolor and acrylics had a baby, that would be gouache or gouache. It's the opaque version of watercolor, and it's a lot of illustrators use it for storyboards, that kind of thing. So it's pretty vibrant and
super professional stuff we're doing here. This is like awesome.
Oh yeah, I really didn't even get into all the techno, like the watercolor class on the poppies.
Yes,
that's going to be watercolor block. It's a permanent stainable. So we're going to do on muslin bags. We're going to be doing poppies on muslin carry sacks.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah, I mean, there's just stuff that you wouldn't typically buy, mainly for cost purposes or for pragmatic, I don't have the resources to do the whole thing,
sure.
We're going to be throwing these all into some free classes.
So here's a quick question I should have asked at the beginning, but I'm going to insert it right now. What is the age that you, like, how old should somebody be to come?
Yeah.
And how, I mean, of course you can be 100 years old and that's fine, but you have to be able to use your hands pretty well.
Yeah.
And would you say there's a cutoff at, like, I'm going to guess. Is it?
We are inviting all ages.
Okay.
We have extra supplies for children under 7.
Oh, great.
Let me tell you, there are some doggone strong artists at 9 and 8 years old.
Oh, for sure.
And I saw that firsthand over at the Mushroom Fair when we did that story.
Yeah.
That was, we had all our senior, very seasoned artists who joined us. We're very happy to have them. But we also had children. And I think the one that won the T-shirt award, I mean, we would love to, you know, put a mushroom on a T-shirt.
Well,
that
yes.
was, but it was a 9-year-old. So
yay.
Just to say, everybody's invited and all skill levels are invited.
Awesome.
So,
thank you for that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And also, we will be having, in this class coming in March, we're going to have a sign language educator as well. So,
awesome.
Well, we'll translator, I should
sure,
say.
Yeah.
So we're going to have our, yeah. Full house.
Awesome. Wow. Okay, so we're almost through it. So after Justin in August talking about the landscape, then you're going to sum it all up in September with?
Yes, I'm so excited mm-hmm. about our September class. We did a reach out. SCARF has, we've stretched our local nonprofit, and they're coming along with us to support local communities, Garberville, Bryceland, Whitethorn. We will be holding our course at the Mateel. Very excited about it. And our guest speakers for this class, well, first of all, let me introduce the class.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be called Icons and Symbols of the Lost Coast, Creating Our Collective Journey. So, meaning, we have invited Tracy Spielman, Kenny Shadbourne, and Cassandra May from the Eel River Wailaki Board to come out and share songs, stories, celebrating the traditions, histories, and cultures of the Eel River Wailaki Tribe.
Awesome.
So, I'm really excited about this. From there, we're going to be doing aqua boards, which is the thing you were talking about,
Pamela. I love aqua boards.
So aqua boards are completely fascinating. I think our aqua boards for this class will be a 6x6 board, which is like a clay product, but it acts as like watercolor paper, only it lets you erase.
It is mind-blowing. If you've never seen this, it's just amazing what you can do with a watercolor.
Yeah.
You never knew you could do it, and it's because it has that clay base over it.
It just wipes right off. Like, if you lay a line,
and you can kind of, like, schmizzle it in a way you
schmizzle.
Can't.
There's a bunch of schmizzling you can do, and
yeah.
You can wipe the whole board off.
Yeah, you can be like,
over.
I don't like this, erase.
Which you could never
do with watercolor otherwise.
What is it like? Do you remember Etch-a-Sketch or those old
That's
toys?
That's what it is, totally.
It's like that. You can paint something and you can put highlights in so easily by backing out color on. So the aqua boards are a real fun product.
Yeah, you can also do like the other kind of thing we had when we were kids where it was like a piece of black paper and then you scratch into it. So like you could paint the whole board one color and then erase out of it.
Yes.
That way too. I mean, it's just such a diverse way to use
it's so forgiving.
Watercolor. It's so cool.
And the products that came out of, or let's say the finished art pieces that people came away with were remarkable. Like everybody does outstanding and they don't even expect that.
Like, one of my favorite pieces I've ever painted, and I'm not any good at landscape, but I took
a
photograph of the Castle Crags.
Oh.
Well, I did a redwood cone too, but I also took a picture I had on my phone of Castle Crags over in Siskiyou County.
Wow, I do love the Castle Crags.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful magic spot.
Yeah.
And I painted that because I don't get to see it every day like I used to when I lived there. And it lives
wow.
in my kitchen now, and every day I can say thank you, Castle
getting
Crags.
Getting chills. Oh, angel brushings.
So so let's get back to this. So when we do this aqua board on, I say we, like I'm going to be at everyone. I hope to be at everyone.
At
the Mateel Center, which happens to be like right near my birthday, by the way. It says that you're going to be doing symbolic tattoos. Can you
Thank
explain
you.
That?
Right. So
I might just love tattoos a little.
Okay, we want that. You know, I'm Puebloan. I don't know if you know that, but my culture was extremely colonized. We did not pierce, we did not tattoo, and we did not zodiac anything. Like,
okay.
That was just not appropriate when I was growing up. Nowadays, everybody's doing it. I mean, they've kind of let a lot of things go. But you could do a tattoo on these aqua boards. So,
sweet.
I mean, and by the way, the patterns that are available in just all tattoo companies are, I mean, the bear paw, I mean, the sturgeon sound, you know, the they look like triangles going across.
Oh, yeah.
The feathers that are on almost all the Hopi, you know, ceramic bowls, prayer feathers. There's just so many patterns. And if you're inspired, after this is after Wailaki, the Eel River Wailaki group are sharing everything, I'm sure you're going to be infused with some kind of cosmic sign. And this is for you to create your own personal, self-indigenous, authentic person design.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to relate to anybody's traditional tribe or indigenous culture, but it's what you want to make it.
Oh, that sounds so much fun. We barely pulled off bringing up everything we needed to discuss. We just have about a minute and a half left, and then I do have to switch to the CSAR. But I do wonder, will you remind us again when we see the posters for the workshop come up?
Yes.
So the next one that's coming up will be Local Land Mammals with Anna Rogers. And so we see that poster come up on the wall around the post office
and
or wherever.
And also social media.
Right.
They will have a number there. You can contact me. It's on the posters.
Okay.
You can also text or sign up on the social media. We want to thank Governor Gavin Newsom, Assemblymember Chris Rogers, State Senator Mike McGuire, all part of the California Arts Council, who dedicated this big grant to us. And I want to thank specifically our nonprofit, SCARF.
Yes.
So Shelter Cove Arts and Recreation.
Well, I want to thank you, Vanessa. Thank you for coming in. And can I tell everybody what your shirt says today?
Yes.
Vanessa's shirt is purple, and it says, "Nature is my religion, and the earth is my church."
All right.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
What a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you for your enthusiasm for nature and for involving education with art. That is like my two favorite things in the whole world.
Right.
And you're teaching our community to respect the land we live in just a little bit more. And that's just such a thrill.
I'm going to leave this poster with you. We are full, but if people ask, there's more classes to follow.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Pamela, for this opportunity.
Thank you. This has been such a pleasure. And oh my goodness, I can't wait to paint feathers with you this weekend.
Yes, and birds.
And all of my favorite animals. I can't believe you're covering like every topic. You're covering flora and the fauna, everything.
And the cultures.
Oh,
yes, the indigenous, everything. And I am Vanessa, whatever you like.
Whichever way you want to say
it. Thank you.
Well, I forgot to tell you, some people call me Wild Ginger when I'm on the radio, but I'm also Pamela, so that's fine too.
Thank you for letting me know. This was great. Thank you so much, Pamela.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a pleasure. I'm going to pull up some music, and then I'll give you a big hug before you sneak away, because I'm just so thrilled you were able to come in today. And I heard that you told me that you used to be on KMUD a lot more often.
Oh, back in the day, with being the ED over at Healy.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
This has been a KMUD podcast. To listen to other shows and more episodes of this show, find us on all the platforms where you get your podcast and also on our website, kmud.org.